From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump told federal agencies to reunite immigrant families separated after illegally crossing in to the U.S. from Mexico. Meantime, members of the U.S. House of Representatives are working on changes under an action called 218 to the immigration law. Michael McCaul is a representative from the state of Texas, which has been a focus during the debate over separating migrant children from their families.
We're basically going to put this vote off until next week. And this will give us time, I think, to work out our differences. We have a lot of different factions in our conference. But this is one of the better, if not best, conferences I've been to, where everybody's trying to come together as a team so we can get to 218 and get this across the finish line.
One woman seeking asylum from crossing the border into the U.S. state of Arizona has been allowed to reunite with her son. That part of the story now from AP's Jackie Quinn.
The Justice Department is releasing a child separated from his migrant mother after she sued in federal court. Beata Mariana De Jesus Mejia Mejia filed for political asylum after she crossed the border with her 7-year-old son Darwin following a long trip from Guatemala. Mother and son will live in Texas while her asylum claim is being decided.
U.S. First Lady Melania Trump visited detention facilities in Texas, where she offered to do what she could to help. Turkey has announced it will impose tariffs on $1.8 billion worth of U.S.-made goods in retaliation for President Trump's tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. World Trade Association says Turkey's tariffs will amount to more than $266 million. This is VOA News. Hundreds